This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Tomorrow. And we have our next guest in the studio with us.
We do. We have Cyrus Tang in, who is an artist and is going to be talking to us about a really beautifully titled exhibition.
Oh, what is it? What's it called?
It's called Time Fell Asleep in the Evening Rain.
Wow, what a fantastic title for an exhibition.
Yeah, it's poetry. So thank you so much for joining us, Cyrus. Nice to meet you. Could you now? It sounds like you have a really interesting background because you haven't always worked as an artist, and you've also done a lot of overseas education and sort of not internships but residencies and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Could you tell us a little bit first about how you got into art and what you were doing before?
Actually, it's a very funny experience. Actually, when the time I'm doing my high school, because I've studied in Hong Kong, I never get the chance to study art because in Hong Kong, we don't have art in high school.
Oh.
Yeah, and then I finish my high school and I go straight into social work. And I used to be a social worker for 10 years. And then in my mid-30s, and I start to think about what else can I do other than to be a social worker. And then it happened, there is some family situation, and I decided I'm going to make a move, and I quit my job, and then I moved to Australia.
Wow, that's huge. A big challenge.
It is, but I found out if I don't do it, and I will never have the courage to do it.
Yep.
So that's why I decided and then I have to do it.
Yeah.
And I always dreaming to study overseas.
Yep.
And then it just happened in Australia. They accept skill migration. And so that's why I used the skill migration and then moved to Australia. And I'm thinking about, what do I really want to do? And I never try art. And I said, why not? And then because of that, and then I studied for around almost 10 years.
Photography, or was it other forms of art?
I start to be study ceramic and sculpture before I jump into photography.
Right, okay. And what swayed you to go to photography?
So I'm very fortunate to study in a school. They are really kind of free. They let you go. They can let you to do whatever you like. And the main thing is about the concept. And so when the time I study sculpture, they don't limit about the medium. And then it's mainly about the concept. So that's why. And then I try to think about, what about if ceramic is not fire? What about if I make a video and then to document about the process? And then to start with, and then I start to think about, for me, it's not really like I can use any medium, and it's all depending on the concept. And so I used to making a lot of video, and in the last few years, and then I start to focus on photograph.
Right.
Because I find out there is some interesting thing about this medium.
Right. And the way that the images we've seen, it's very sort of dreamlike, isn't it? Very, very mystical. What are you telling us in your photography?
So I have a very funny story because I don't know how to paint. And then in the last 2 years, and then because of the lockdown, and then my studio is 40K from my home.
Right.
So that's why I cannot go back to the studio.
You couldn't have been there to your studio. You weren't allowed to travel that far.
Yeah, exactly. Whoa. Yeah, good point. So that is the reason why I'm thinking about, what should I do if I'm not going in the studio? And then all I got at home is just a computer and a camera. And I got plenty of time. And so, and then I start to doing a lot of things which is I never do in my last 20 years. And then because I, in the last 20 years, I always really busy. And so during this 2 years, and I start to pay a lot of attention to the Australia landscape.
Uh-huh.
And I start to realize it's very different compared with Hong Kong that I grew up with.
Yeah.
And so I start to take photograph and take a lot of photograph every single time I go out for a walk. And so when the time I got all this photograph, and then all I got is the computer.
Mm.
And then how I'm going to pay around. And then I suddenly I find it out, actually, I can do painting by using computer. So, and then this is how end up produce a series of photographs. It doesn't look like photograph, and it looked like a painting, but it's a photograph.
It's incredible. And so you've done that by, is it by layering the images? Is that right?
Yes.
How did you learn it? Or had you learned that when you were doing the course?
No, actually, just
you
learning.
You taught yourself?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I just, I learned a lot from YouTube. Yeah, whenever I don't know what to do, and I just YouTube, and then, and I always like to, making art for me is a problem-solving process.
Yeah.
And every single time I got a little bit rough idea,
yeah.
I don't really care about what medium.
Yeah.
And then I always thinking about I can find a way to solve this problem.
Okay.
And so how many photos have you taken to be composited together in each image?
Each image is at least a few hundred photographs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's very complex what you're doing then.
I crashed my computer a few times.
I bet.
Yeah. And I said, oh, what's going on with my computer? It's coming out. It's just, okay, I need to reboot my computer.
You I wouldn't have the patience or the ideas to do it, you know, like, and I'm not all that good with a computer anyway. So you must be very good on a computer anyway, you know, like, being able to navigate a computer.
I must say I'm okay. I'm not like a super excellent, can do animation, something like that. But I used to make a lot of video.
Oh,
and
okay.
So that is the reason why I'm kind of quite comfortable with photograph and video and comfortable sitting in front of the computer. Right.
And how many pieces are in this exhibition?
In this exhibition, I particularly produce of 7 works for the show in Linden New Art.
Yep.
And I combine with my last show and then in Art One Gallery, and which is altogether is around 15 photographs.
Right, okay. And they're fairly big? What's the size of them?
Some sizes, the biggest size is around 135 centimeters width.
Yep.
And 90 centimeters height.
So they're fairly big then. Mm. Yeah.
Yes, I like big things.
You like well, with all that work you've been concentrating on. And what happens when, you know, like, because you're doing it on a computer, so it's a particular size, obviously, on a computer. What is it like when you actually have it printed and you see it in its full glory?
Oh,
look at the smile on her face.
It feels good. Yes, it feels really good. And so because I feel like you do need to have that kind of impact.
Yep.
To telling everyone about the Australian landscape.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because a lot of photograph is just based on all this ordinary scene that I saw every day around in the suburb.
Yep.
And for me, and it's very unique because in Hong Kong, we don't have the massive sky.
Yep. Yep.
In Hong Kong, we don't have the power cable.
Mm.
And so that kind of things for me is something very unique.
Yep.
Yeah, and then I never really pay attention to it until in the last 2 years.
I've in my years being here in Melbourne, a lot of people from international people that come to Melbourne always talk about the sky, how it's so there's so much sky here where we just take it for granted, but that everyone comments on sky here that we have so much sky.
Yes, it is. Because I used to living in an apartment, and then our sky is a little bit like in a square box because all this high rise, and then it's just surrounding the sky.
Yeah.
And in here, then the sky is always across with the power cable.
Yep.
Mm.
Yeah, and because of the electricity and how it running across.
Yeah.
And then in the meantime, I found out it's very interesting. Our sunset is pink. And then when the time I saw the sunset in Hong Kong, their sunset is orange.
Ah.
I don't understand why.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just very interesting. I believe that which is related to the atmosphere, about the
environment,
the fluorescent light, yep, environment.
Yep, yep, yep.
And so for me, it's very fascinating. Right.
Okay, so you're at a fabulous organization, Linda New Art, on Ackland Street in St. Kilda. How impressive, you must be pretty excited that you
I am.
You're there.
Yeah, such amazing gallery.
Yeah.
I really like Linden because it's about the domestic space.
Yep.
And the space itself is just spectacular.
Yep.
And for me, it's a lot of memory because I did my master show and I think it's around 13 years ago in Linden, and for me it's a really
coming
a bring
home.
About all, all this memory.
Oh, yep. Fantastic. So it starts on the 12th of March and runs all the way through to the 5th of June.
Yes.
And the title is just brilliant. Tell our listeners again, what's the title?
I found out in the last 2 years, time has become very interesting. I feel it's so quick, and then in the meantime, I feel it doesn't move. And so that kind of dynamic, and I think as I share with a lot of people for the experience in this last 2 years, sometimes you just forgot about what day is today.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
And then in the meantime, you just forgot about what did we do in the last 2 weeks.
Yep.
This is how I feel like.
Yep.
And so that's why, oh God, suddenly I feel like time just stopped. Yeah, and then in the meantime, the evening rain, there's a lot of people thinking about rain. It looked like it's very sad, but in the meantime, it can be very refreshing.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and then for me, in the last 2 years, I don't see it's a total loss, because for me, I feel like I gained a lot of things in the last 2 years' experience.
Yep, yep.
Because I got the chance to see Australia in a different perspective.
Mm.
And I reunited with my family from Hong Kong.
Mm.
Yeah, and so I don't see it's a really negative.
Mm.
I just find it out it's just a unique experience for me.
Yep.
I believe this for everyone is the same.
And so the exhibition's called Time Fell Asleep in the Evening Rain.
Yeah.
Awesome. I love the title.
Oh, thank you
so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. We've been talking to Cyrus Tang here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.